Continuing with some of the halachas regarding slichos, in the article summary of halachas, it says, ideally, slichos should really be said during the last third of the night, close to daybreak, or else at halachic midnight, because those are the times when are the height of divine compassion. Most communities, right, don't say slichos in the first half of the night, although here in Staten Island we do it in many other places. That must have been back a long days. He says the common minig when this sefer was written, I guess over 30 years ago, was that most congregations would say slichos before shachris. They say, if that's the case, then one wakes up, should say, al netilas yodoyim and asher yotzar. And the bracha of a kind tzoyer before saying slichos. And if one gets up earlier, then one should make these brachas, right? It seems you can make these brachas early in the night, but again, it's a question of whom you ask, I believe. We're reminded that the Kiddush Slichos is Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes, Hashem, Hashem, Kelrachum, V'chanun, and that's something that requires a minyan to be said, and each individual, if they say slichos alone, shouldn't say that, or else if they want to, they can use the trump the way it would be laned. And he points out that every slicha that doesn't begin with Hashem's name is usually started Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu. Parshas Vayelech is actually a very interesting parsha. And I want to go through some of the details. It says, we're now talking about the actual day when Moshe passes. And Hashem said to him, Moshe, you have only one day to live. And Moshe walked from the camp of the Levim, where his tent was, to the camp of all the Jews, the circle around it all, because he wanted to say goodbye to each of the Yidden, and he basically wanted to comfort them that he would no longer be there to care for them. He felt it was his personal duty to leave them with a positive message. And he said, I'm an old man today of 120. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, I can no longer teach you Torah. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu has therefore stopped my ability to access what he called the wellsprings of Torah. And it said HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this so that Moshe would somehow have an easier transition with Yehoshua taking over. It says Moshe was at a stage where he could no longer basically give over new knowledge, but he retained everything he ever learned. He says, the Sifri says, when we say the last pasuk, Moshe's eyes were not dimmed. He could still pick at a moment's glance the difference between something tahar and something tameh. And when it says his cheek had not sunk in, Moshe continued every second of that day to be involved in Torah. Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, I may not cross to the other side of the Jordan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina will lead you, and Yehoshua will be your Navi, your leader, your quasi-king. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy all of the nations in Canaan the same way you saw the destruction of Sichon and Og. I cannot continue because I'm human, and every human being has an end to living. But I swear to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never forsake the Jewish people as long as they serve him and they, as he says, adveikim, cleave onto Hashem. Moshe, in front of all the people, honored Yehoshua. He gave him royal attire, which Moshe helped put on him. And he gave Yehoshua Moshe's chair, and he placed the crown on his head, so that all the Jews would see that Moshe has coronated Yehoshua to take over. Be strong in Torah and Mitzvahs, and then you will stay alive and well in Eretz Canaan. It will be conquered and divided amongst the Shvatim. And he ends this part by saying, Hashem will be with you, do not fear or tremble. This was the 7th of Adar, the year 2488. And Moshe did an incredible number of things, which was all because of an ace. He made a new bris covenant between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, as we learned in the Tzavim. He taught them the Parsha of Hazina, what we call the Shira. He gave a bracha to all of the Shvatim. And he wrote the entire Torah from Bereshis Bara until the last words 13 times. One Sefer Torah put into the Aron HaKodesh next to the Luchos, and one for each Shevet. And this was to prevent anyone from ever trying to falsify and write their own text of Torah, because every Shevet had their own Moshe-written Sefer Torah. And any other Sefer Torah to be written could be compared to the one written by Moshe, to make sure that it was perfect. The Parsha then turns to the mitzvah of Hakel. The National Assembly of the Jewish people, once every 7 years, in the Beis Hamikdash, to hear the king read the Torah. And Moshe taught and explained this halacha to them. He said, when Shemitah's over, the seventh year, followed by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Jews will then come up to Yerushalayim for Shemitah in what would be the first year of the new Shemitah cycle. And they're required to assemble at the beginning of Chol HaMoed to hear the king of B'nai, king of Israel, read and explain the Torah. The requirement to be there is incumbent on men, women, and their children. And the assembly is to be given due deference being announced by trumpet blasts. A high wooden platform was put into the Ezras HaNashim, the women's court, the area where women could go in of the Beis HaMikdash. And a seat is placed there for the king. Only kings from David's lineage could sit in the Beis HaMikdash. No other person was allowed to sit there.
If that's what's happening. Because as soon as you start playing...
Hey, Alexa, no more. Hello?
Hello? What? Hello? Give me share.
Hi.
Okay.
Giving you a share?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay.
It says that the king sat. Right? And there's a procession. A number of people take the Sefer Torah, pass it from one to another, and then they give it to the king who stands to receive the Torah, to give covet to the Torah, and he makes the bracha over the Torah, the same one we do. He is permitted then to sit down and read from Devarim. There are a number of parts, passages from Sefer Devarim that are written, including Shema Yisrael, and including all of the blessings and curses in Kisavli. After the king finishes reading, right, there are seven brachas made by the kings, which say that we say in davening, accept favorably our davening, Maidim anachnu lach, we bow to you, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akabachartonu mikol ho'amim, you chose us from all the nations, a special bracha for the continued existence of the Beis HaMikdash that ends with Hashoichein B'tzion. The last words are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who dwells in Tzion. There's a bracha for the continuation of the Malchus, the kingdom of David's family. There's a bracha that Hashem should accept the avoda of the Kohanim favorably. And then the king made a bracha, as we do, Shemaya Tfila. This is a personal bracha by the king, right? Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for listening to our davening and his tfilos there and then. It says even the greatest of the sages had to come and listen to this. We're told that when the king does this mitzvah, this is a reincarnation of the giving of the Torah on Har Sinai. And this tremendous spectacle is to give strength to the people, give them chizuk in continuing to keep the Torah and to have Yirat Shamayim, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're told the mitzvah of Hakel historically was done by all kings who were righteous. The Malchus based of it. We're told there was a very pious king called King Agrippa, and he had such reverence for the Torah that he couldn't come to sit. He would not read the Torah without standing, and the Chachamim gave him great praise for that. On a Yom Tov, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka, Rabbi Lozer ben Chasima went to visit their Rebbe, Rabbi Yehoshua, who lived in Pekiyim. And the author of the Medrash says, it's a mitzvah for a Talmud to go visit his main Rebbe on Chol HaMoed, on a Yom Tov. And the Rebbe asked his students, what new chidushim did you hear in the Beis Medrash today? And they humbly said, Rebbe, we're only your students. Is it proper kavod that we talk in Torah in your presence? And he said, recognizing their deference to him, tell me anyway, because it is well known that every time that there is a session in a Beis Medrash, there are chidushim, there are new points that come up, and there are different lecturers on different days. And he said, who gave the shiur today? They said, Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. And he said, what was he dealing with? And they said, this very mitzvah we're talking about, hakel, the requirements for everyone to come and hear the king. And Rabbi Yehoshua said to them, what was his drasha? And they said, he referred to the pasuk that it says, assemble the people together, men, women, and children. And they said that Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah said, we understand why the men come. This is an act of Limud Torah. Men are required to learn, to study Torah. The women come to listen to the Torah reading, to give kavod to the Torah, and there are obviously those women who would understand as well. Then he turned and he said to the group, why are the parents told, bring your children, little children, who include those who are not able to learn and those who probably don't even have the patience to listen to this long dissertation from Devorah? And
here's what I found.
Oh, shut up. And he said, the Torah gave this mitzvah that a Kaddish Baruch Hu would reward those who bring them. It was to give a mitzvah, an extra mitzvah to the parents. And listen to the reaction of Rabbi Yehoshua. He excitedly exclaimed, this is a tremendous, tremendous Bar Torah. And you were reluctant to tell me? The Anaf Yosef, being quoted, says, the Gemara said Hashem is demonstrating his tremendous love for the Jewish people. If mother and father go to Yerushalayim, they had to bring their kids. They couldn't leave them alone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu converted what was a necessary deed to the level of a mitzvah, that parents could do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's L'shem Shamayim to do a mitzvah. The other thing is, children are affected by environment. And what they see can affect them, even if it's before the age of learning. A child would experience a king sitting amongst his nation. And he would experience the people giving respect to the Torah and the king. And this would make a profound effect on a child. The children, in this way, get an infusion of Yiras Shamayim, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an appreciation for the importance of doing mitzvahs. Tosfos says that the mitzvah of Hakel is the only source in the Torah for us to bring children to shul, young children who are too young to participate in davening. And the only caveat that we have is, right, that we should try to keep them from not disturbing the davening. And he mentions that if they unfortunately soil themselves, you've got to take them and clean them. They can't stay in the presence of the Torah. The Midrash Lekach Tov says that this mitzvah is put here in Vayelech, but the actual transmission occurred earlier. Hashem, it says, had a mind or a desire to keep Moshe alive beyond 120 years. Hashem is always reluctant to take a tzaddik from the world. And that's why Hashem said to Moshe, right, in the following words, the day approaches your end. He didn't use the comment, today is the end. And it seems that Moshe somehow, when Hashem said, behold, this day has come, Moshe somehow was surprised at the use of the word. And we'll pick up with this point tomorrow. Okay.